Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Let's do it.
Awesome. Today, we're tackling those mysterious thumbnail caches lurking in our Windows systems.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, we've all seen those system cleanup programs promising to free up a ton of space by just obliterating these thumbnail caches. They make it sound like they're some kind of digital hoarders, right?
Right.
But this whole thing got me thinking, are they really the storage villains they're made out to be?
Good question.
So I thought, why not dig in and get the real story? And lucky for us, we've got an expert here to guide us through this whole thumbnail mystery. So before we get too deep into the weeds here, for those who might not be familiar, can you give us a quick rundown of what thumbnail images actually are and what they do?
Sure. So imagine, you're scrolling through Netflix or whatever streaming service you use, and you see all those movie posters, right? They give you a little preview of what the movie's about without you having to actually open it up and watch the whole thing.
Oh, that makes sense.
Thumbnails are basically the same thing, but for your computer files. They're
Wow.
like mini previews that let you quickly see what a file is without actually opening it.
Okay, so it's like when you're looking through your pictures or documents, you see those tiny little images, right?
Exactly.
Got it. But okay, here's the thing that's always kind of bugged me. These system cleanup programs always make it sound like deleting those thumbnails is going to free up gigabytes of space.
Yeah.
Like, make my computer run like it's brand new again. Is there actually any truth to that? Or is that just marketing hype?
Yeah, I mean, it might seem like a quick win, but deleting thumbnails doesn't really give you the massive storage boost those programs like to promise.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Windows is actually designed to regenerate those thumbnails as you browse through your folders again.
Huh. So it's kind of a temporary fix then.
Pretty much, yeah. It's like imagine you're wiping down your kitchen counter.
Okay.
Looks all clean and sparkly for a minute, but as soon as you start making a sandwich, boom, you got crumbs everywhere again.
Okay, I see what you mean. So it's not like this huge permanent solution or anything.
Right.
But I guess my other questions are they really taking up that much space to begin with?
Yeah, that's the other thing. The truth is, the entire thumbnail cache usually only takes up a few hundred megabytes, even on a system with tons of photos and
Oh,
videos.
wow.
Those cleanup programs, they kind of like to overemphasize how much space you're supposedly saving to make themselves seem more impressive.
Gotcha. Okay. But I mean, if they're just going to regenerate anyway, wouldn't it be better to just disable them entirely?
Well, that's where you got to weigh the convenience factor.
Yeah.
Imagine having to actually open every single file just to figure out what it is.
No thanks.
Right. It would be such a time suck. Thumbnails just save you so much time and effort, especially if you're working with a lot of files.
Yeah, you got a point there. So they're more like helpful little assistants than like the enemy, huh? They may not be the most exciting part of our computer, but they're working behind the scenes to make our lives easier.
Definitely. They make your computer experience smoother, help you find things faster.
That's true. Well, I've got to say, this whole thumbnail cache thing has been super enlightening.
Glad to hear it.
Next time I see one of those cleanup programs freaking out about thumbnail caches, I'm going to remember that they're actually saving me a bunch of time and effort.
There you go.
It makes you wonder what other seemingly insignificant features on our computers are quietly working to make our digital lives a little bit better, huh?
Totally. It's a whole world in there.
Thanks for joining us on this little deep dive. It's been awesome having you here to break down the thumbnail cache mystery.
Happy to help anytime.
And to everyone listening, if you've got any other little computer quirks you'd like us to investigate, hit us up. Until next time.
See ya.
Bye.